Donna Bruhaney with Life Alaska Donor Services says more than 100,000 people in the United States are waiting for organ transplants, and 22 of those people die each day. Her organization's mission is to increase donations and provide support to families who have experienced the loss of a loved one. Bruhaney says a single organ and tissue donor has the potential to help or save over 100 people. Organs and tissues that can be donated include the heart, lungs, liver, kidneys, veins, corneas, bones, connective tissue, skin, and more. Bruhaney says more than 86% of all licensed Alaska drivers are registered organ donors. When you register through the Department of Motor Vehicles, you agree to donate all organs and tissues for transplant or research, but Bruhaney says you can change that.
If you, for some reason, don't want us to recover your corneas, you can be explicit and say, I do not want my corneas recovered. If you don't want your tissue to be used for medical education or research purposes, you can specify that as well, and then we are not allowed to do that.
To make changes, log on to the Alaska Donor Registry and log into the system through your My Alaska account, the same used to sign up for the Permanent Fund Dividend. Bruhaney says you can make changes as often as you wish and even opt out. Bruhaney says some are reluctant to sign up out of concern that doctors or EMTs won't try to save you if you have a heart symbol on your driver's license, a sign you're a registered donor.
Honestly, they're not looking at that when you come in. Their main objective, their job, is always to save and preserve life.
She says doctors don't have access to the donor registry, and it's not something they would consider while trying to save a patient. Bruhaney says some think they can't be donors because of their age, but anyone can be an organ and tissue donor, regardless of age or health.
That's why we say you're never too old to register. If you want to be a donor, register, because what might be a cutoff age today for something, tomorrow is fine. The oldest organ donor was 92 years old, so it's really never too late.
She read a letter from a mother who never imagined her child might die before her. The parents, both registered organ donors, decided to donate their son's organs and tissues when he died at 76 days old.
Days before Christmas, we found out that William lives on through a little girl who received a valve. As a grieving mother and family, this is all that we wanted. He and his short life served a greater good. Thank you for your support. I understand it's a personal choice to donate or not. In our case, I feel as if it would have been a double tragedy not to.
Bruhaney says these stories always make her emotional, and she understands it's a difficult decision, especially when dealing with the death of a child.
I remember talking to one father and him saying, I just don't think I can decide. And all I could say was, I understand, because I don't know, even if you don't have kids, I can't even imagine thinking about trying to make that decision for someone, you know, with a baby.
Bruhaney says whether you choose to be an organ donor or not, it's important to let your family know your wishes.
Even if it's a no, be sure they know so that they're not left making that decision or unsure, and always what your family wants to do is what you would have wanted. And it's like one thing they have control over at a time where they've lost all control.
It helps make a difficult time less challenging for loved ones.